Every week, in over 118,000 congregations around the earth, Jehovah's Witnesses participate in a Bible study program using the Watchtower magazine. Please follow along in your personal copy of the Watchtower as Brother Trace Twiss, an elder in the Grand Prairie Pinnacle Ridge Congregation, and those assisting him present a summary of this week's material.
Well, we'd like to extend a very warm welcome to all of you here this morning to the study of our Watchtower. Our study is found in the 2016 April edition of our Watchtower, and it's found on page 18. And the theme of our study this morning is, why should we meet together for worship? Now, I'm sure after spending 2 days here, we can all come up with many reasons why we love being together, especially at our conventions. And you're all to be commended, because I know for many of you, just to be here this weekend, it was all you could do. You put forth great effort and great personal sacrifice just to be here. And with that in mind, thinking about the effort that it took for you to be here, we can ask ourselves a question that will introduce our Watchtower. Do I put forth the same kind of effort into trying to attend my weekly meetings back home? So you're going to really enjoy our study, because it's going to remind us of all the different reasons and what we accomplish every time we attend just one meeting. And it's going to be motivating for us to overcome those obstacles that always seem to get in the way. So what do we accomplish at our meetings? Well, our review question found on the bottom of page 18 gives us an idea. The first one, how congregation meetings, they help us. Second, how we help others when we attend meetings. And third, how Jehovah feels when we attend meetings. Added to that, we're going to look at the example of our brothers and sisters in the first century, men and women just like you and I, who faced obstacles very similar to what we're facing today. But despite that, what did they still continue to do? Well, that takes us to our theme scripture with the answer at Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. They continued devoting themselves to associating together. So we have a lot to look forward to, and to assist us in our study, our brothers and sisters have well-prepared comments that will summarize our paragraphs, our questions, our pictures, information boxes, and I know you will enjoy them. So let's begin. Starting in paragraphs 1 to 3, which are together, are a question for paragraph 1. How have Christians shown that they are eager to meet together? Sister Hicks.
Many of our brothers and sisters have to endure trying circumstances in order to get to the Christian meetings. And here in the paragraph, we're given the example of a young sister named Karina, who was exiled to Siberia and forced to work as a slave under very harsh conditions. Despite that, though, her and another sister were still very determined to attend the meeting. In order to do that, they would have to leave after working all day, walk 25 kilometers to get to a train that departed at 2 a.m., and then ride the train for 6 hours, and then walk another 10 kilometers just to get to where the meeting actually took place. So by their endeavors, we can truly see their eagerness to attend this meeting.
Yeah, thank you. What an amazing example. And we see a picture of them at the top of page 18. So looking at our picture, what did you appreciate about our two sisters, Sister Hicks?
I love the expression on our sisters' faces, determination and a firm resolve that they are going to get to this meeting. No doubt they are anticipating the association and the encouragement that they were going to receive. But also, maybe there could have been some anxiety about the journey that they would have to take and what would happen when they returned. But despite all of that, they still went, and Jehovah blessed their efforts. At the meeting, they were able to sing songs and study the Watchtower, a very upbuilding and faith-strengthening experience. And when they returned back to the farm, the manager had not even realized that they had been away. All of these blessings must have sustained these sisters to continue to endure.
Thank you. So that takes us to our B question, considering paragraph 3. What will we discuss in this article? Brother Hicks.
In this article, we are going to discuss why it is important to attend our meetings regularly. We all know that it's not always easy to make our meetings. We work, we're usually busy, and almost always tired. And as our endnote brings out, some are just simply unable to physically make it to the Kingdom Hall. But Jehovah lovingly, through the body of elders and the congregations, makes sure that these ones are able to tie in by phone or to even receive video recordings of our meetings. This shows that Jehovah understands our challenges, and that's why he has given us this article. By discussing these 8 reasons to attend the meeting, he reminds us all that will be accomplished every time we make it to our meetings. And thus we will be motivated to be like our brothers and sisters in the first century and continue to devote ourselves to associating together.
Great. Thank you for that introduction. Now we're ready and prepared to understand these 8 reasons. And what are these 8 reasons? Well, we have our box on page 22, and it's entitled Reasons to Attend Meetings. So Sister Osborne, could you highlight those for us?
So those 3 categories, as you mentioned, are how meeting together for worship affects us, how it affects others, and how Jehovah is affected. Under that first category, our meetings affect us by encouraging us, educating us, and by bringing us under the influence of Holy Spirit. The second category, how others are affected, the meetings give us opportunities to show our brothers that we love them, and they unite us with our fellow believers. The third category, how Jehovah is affected when we attend meetings. Our attendance gives Jehovah what he deserves. It shows Jehovah that we want to draw close to him and his son, and it demonstrates that we support God's sovereignty.
Very nice. Thank you. So let's consider our first category under our first subheading, how you are affected when you attend meetings. Considering paragraph 4, how does meeting together help us to learn about Jehovah? Sister Peronto.
I know for me, going through the Draw Close to Jehovah book was like putting on a new pair of eyeglasses. His 4 main qualities were suddenly so sharply defined, and the practical application was very clearly in focus for the first time. I found that if I choose for myself what to study, often I will study the same types of things over and over again. But by keeping up with the program of instruction that Jehovah provides, and by listening to my brothers and sisters expound upon and put meaning into the scriptures, my attention is really focused on what Jehovah thinks is food at the proper time.
Yes, very good point. Now, considering paragraph 5, how have meetings helped you to use what you learn from the Bible and to improve the way you preach? Brother Peronto.
Well, I remember one recent Watchtower study article that helped me to reevaluate my sense of urgency, especially with regards to my share in the ministry. You see, I've been pioneering and serving in the foreign language field for several years, so it wasn't that I was on the verge of inactivity, but I was noticing that I was starting to go through the motions with respects to my ministry. I had to remind myself of the purpose of why we actually learn foreign languages, and it's to teach people the truth. You see, I was starting to become more focused on trying to become fluent in that language, and I lost my focus, which in a roundabout way led to me losing some of my joy and zeal in the ministry. By meditating on the purpose of why we learn languages, I was able to focus in more on why we go out in the ministry, why we teach people the different ones who speak different languages of the truth, and I was able to regain some joy in the ministry.
Very nice. So now let's consider paragraph 6. And here we have our first scripture that is to be read together. And that is found at Acts chapter 15, verses 30 to 32. And we'll have Sister McNulty read that for us.
So when these men were dismissed, they went down to Antioch, and they gathered the whole group together and handed them the letter. After reading it, they rejoiced over the encouragement. And Judas and Silas, since they were also prophets, encouraged the brothers with many talks and strengthened them.
Thank you for reading that, Sister McNulty. So with that scripture in mind, we have our question for paragraph 6. How do our meetings encourage us and help us to keep us strong? Brother McLean.
The, The congregation of Antioch was divided and upset over a major issue of Bible doctrine, but was once again strengthened and unified by the overseers sent to them from the governing body. What a blessing that was. And in the same way, we too receive refreshment from this system of things by the uplifting spiritual direction provided through today's governing body, by the wisdom of our overseers and the encouraging participation of our fellow brothers and sisters both on and off the stage. It all serves to strengthen our convictions and to reinforce our spiritual integrity, unity, and joy. It's all by Jehovah, and it all comes by being there.
Very nice. Thank you. Now let's consider paragraph 7 together, and our question is, why is it so important to be at our meetings? Sister McLean.
Without Holy Spirit, I'm sure most of us, myself included, wouldn't have the strength or courage to go in service. The world promotes an independent, selfish spirit and offers so much bad advice. So like many, I've learned to rely on Jehovah's Holy Spirit to help me try to make sound decisions, to put on the new personality, and to keep developing fruitages of the Spirit. As Revelation brings out, Jesus leads the congregation by means of Holy Spirit. So by being at our meetings, we are taking full advantages of one of the main ways that we can receive Holy Spirit and benefit from it. We wouldn't want to miss out.
No, we wouldn't. Thank you very much. So did you get the very first three of our 8 reasons why we need to be at our meetings under our first category of how you are affected? And they are: meetings educate us, meetings encourage us, and meetings bring us under the influence of Holy Spirit. So let's continue and consider our second category under the subheading, how others are affected. Paragraph 8 asks, when our brothers see us at the meetings and hear us comment and sing, how does this help them? Brother Hislop.
Well, we know that many of our brothers are going through great difficulties to meet with us regularly at the Kingdom Hall. This is where we can really show that we care about our brothers as we regularly go to the meetings, that we want to be with them, that we really care about them, and to be genuinely concerned about really how they're feeling too. And we also encourage our brothers when they hear us comment and sing from our very heart.
Yes. And an example of that is found for us in our box. He always leaves feeling better. What did you enjoy about that example, Brother Asher?
Well, here we read about a brother that because of health difficulties, including heart problems, diabetes, and knee trouble, found it difficult to make it to the meetings. But when he did, he said, singing with the brothers and being with them brings him so much joy, it brought him to tears. And he concluded by saying, oh, how wonderful it felt to be there. And I know when I personally see and get to associate with a brother or sister that I know is going through a difficult time at the meetings, I feel encouraged and spiritually upbuilt.
Yes, I think we all do. An excellent example for us. We now will consider paragraph 9, and here we have another read scripture, and it's at John chapter 10 and verse 16. Sister Tolleson, could you read that for us?
Yes, and it says, and I have other sheep which are not of this fold. Those too I must bring in, and they will listen to my voice, and they will become one flock, one shepherd.
Thank you. So considering now that scripture, our A question for paragraph 9, explain how Jesus' words found at John chapter 10 and verse 16 help us to understand why it is important to meet with our brothers. Brother Tolleson.
In John 10 and 16, Jesus talks about a united group or a flock of true Christians listening to his voice. The best way for sheep to hear their shepherd's voice is to be gathered together. Yeah. If the sheep are scattered all over the countryside, maybe one here, a couple over there, nobody would call that a flock. And it's the same with us today as Christians. In fact, the paragraph gives us a warning that if we deliberately isolate ourselves, we cannot follow our shepherd.
Very good point. And that brings us now to paragraph 10 in our B question. If we are at the meetings regularly, how can we help someone who has been rejected by his family? Sister Burke.
Because so many of our brothers and sisters have had to take such a firm stand to serve Jehovah, this unfortunately can leave divisions amongst family or sometimes leave them with no family at all. So when we're attending our meetings regularly, then we're helping to fulfill this promise that Jesus made at Mark 10, 29, and 30, that we could become a sister or a brother or a mother or father to someone who is in need of a family. And this in turn unifies us and strengthens us. And I know personally that my son and I have greatly benefited from the support of our congregation, and I thank Jehovah for this one's love and attention to us.
Thank you very much for that heartfelt expression. So that brings us to the end of our first category under the subheading, How Others Are Affected When We Attend Meetings. Did you notice the 2 points? Meetings give us opportunities to show our brothers that we love them. And meetings unite us with fellow believers. This now brings us to our third category under the subheading, How Jehovah is Affected. And here we have our final read scripture found at Revelation chapter 7 and verse 12. And Sister Bouchard, could you read that for us?
Yes, it says, saying, Amen. Let the praise and the glory and the wisdom and the thanksgiving and the honor and the power and the strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Yeah, beautiful scripture. Thank you. So considering that, we have paragraph 11, and it asks, how does attending meetings help us to give Jehovah what he deserves? Brother Heaney.
Well, we have seen from our previous paragraphs how we are the ones that personally benefit from Jehovah's teachings. We know that they help us improve our lives and they help us to be complete people before him. So attending our Christian meetings then helps us to give Jehovah the praise, the glory, and the honor through our answers, through when we pray, through when we comment and speak about him. And when we do this, we know that we're giving to Jehovah something that's very precious to him, and that's our worship.
Absolutely. Now we'll consider paragraph 12. It asks, how does Jehovah feel when we obey his command to attend meetings? Sister Ford.
In 1 John 3:22, we learn about observing Jehovah's commandments and doing what is pleasing in his eyes. Attending meetings is a command from Jehovah. He knows how beneficial it meeting together and worshiping him together is for us. We've already seen how it benefits us personally and also how it benefits our brothers and sisters. When we obey that command willingly, it gives us an opportunity to express our love for Jehovah, and this really affects his heart. Jehovah knows that sometimes it can be difficult for us to attend meetings, but he promises to never forget the effort we put in and the love we show for him.
No, he doesn't forget. Now we'll consider paragraphs 13 and 14 together. Considering paragraph 13, our question, how do we draw close to Jehovah and Jesus at meetings? Brother Lyons.
Well, it's at our meetings, that's where we're being instructed by our grand instructor, Jehovah. He's carefully prepared all these meetings so that we can make wise decisions in our lives. Even 1 Corinthians chapter 14 highlights that outsiders will be moved when they come to these meetings so that they can see this is the truth. So when we make an effort to be at all our meetings, it shows Jehovah that we want to draw close to him. And not only that, it makes him happy and he actively involves himself in our lives.
Yes, very good point. Now, continuing on with paragraph 14, we'll ask the same question. How do we draw close to Jehovah and Jesus at meetings? Sister Lyons.
Well, at Revelation 2 and 1, it mentions that Jesus is walking among the 7 golden lampstands, representing all the congregations earthwide. So him walking among them, indicating that he oversees all their activity. So how exciting for us to think that when we're at our meetings, we're receiving the specific information that Jesus has directed, and that he's aware of our presence and activity there.
Ah, very good. Thank you. Well, let's consider paragraph 15. Our question is, how does going to meetings show God that we want to obey him? Sister Johnson.
Well, Jehovah does not force us to go to the meetings. It is a command, but it is our choice. So when we hold regular meeting attendance as a priority over work, recreation, or even a government ban, we show Jehovah that we love him and that we will obey God as ruler rather than men. And the result is, as Proverbs 27:11 reads, "Be wise, my son, and make my heart rejoice, so that I can make a reply to him who taunts me," so we can make Jehovah happy.
Yes, what a privilege. Thank you. So that brings us to the end of our third category, and that is how Jehovah is affected. Did you notice the three reasons in the way Jehovah is affected when we attend meetings? Our attendance gives Jehovah what he deserves, our worship. Our attendance shows Jehovah that we want to draw close to him and his son Jesus. And finally, our meeting attendance demonstrates that we support God's sovereignty. So with those eight reasons in mind, let's consider our final subheading, continue devoting yourself to meeting together. Considering paragraphs 16 and 17, our A question, how do we know that meetings were very important to Christians in the first century? Brother McNulty.
We know they viewed them as important by what they did. The miracles they would have witnessed at Pentecost would have surely filled the brothers and sisters with zeal. But what is noteworthy is that they didn't let that zeal fade away. As we read in our theme scripture, they continued devoting themselves to associating together. And the Greek word here rendered devoting themselves suggests enduring with intense effort. So while they didn't find it easy to attend the meetings, they always were there.
Yes, what an example. And another modern day example we're going to consider in paragraph 17, our B question, how did Brother George Genghis feel about Christian meetings? Sister McNulty.
For Brother Genghis, the meetings were one of life's greatest pleasures. He loved being among the first to arrive at the Kingdom Hall and to be among the last to leave. The Kingdom Hall felt like home, where he was among his family in a spiritual paradise. His innermost thought and desire was to be at the meetings.
Yes, another fine example. Thank you. So now we're going to consider our final paragraph, paragraph 18. And it's a personal question. And it asks, how do you feel about our meetings and what are you determined to do? Sister Rayburn.
The meetings are a source of encouragement. No matter where I may attend a congregation meeting, I feel at home with my spiritual family. I may walk into a meeting feeling down or tired or maybe just exhausted from this world, but I always leave feeling refreshed. It's like I'm a plant. I'm in the dark all week, and then I get to the Kingdom Hall and I'm in the sun and I just grow and bask in the sun. Yeah. So I'm determined to avail myself of Jehovah's provision of the meetings.
Thank you. I think that summarizes really how all of us feel about our meetings. Excellent. So let's consider now our review questions found on page 18. And it's considering the box Reasons to Attend Meetings. And it's asking us to explain our first category, which is how congregation meetings are good for us. Brother Rayburn.
Well, the article highlights three ways that our meetings are good for us. First, we're educated at our meetings. There is no other place that we can go where we can learn about Jehovah. Secondly, our meetings encourage us. They reinforce our conviction that God's promises are true and that we will soon see the fulfillment of Bible prophecies. Additionally, as we gather with our brothers and sisters and witness their faithful examples, we are built up. Thirdly, Jesus leads the congregation by Holy Spirit. We desperately need that Holy Spirit to fortify us to withstand the many challenges we face in these last days. We need to ensure we are at the meetings to benefit personally in all three ways.
Yes, we do. Let's ask our second review question. Using the box Reasons to Attend Meetings, explain how we help others when we attend meetings. Sister Oakley.
Well, by just being at our meetings, we're showing our brothers and sisters that we love them and that they're worthy of our concern and our effort. And this is especially important because for many, the congregation is the only family that they have. So we can't isolate ourselves, especially during this time of the end, because really this is a time that we need each other and we need to be a united brotherhood. And the only way we can do this is by regularly meeting attendance.
Yes, very good point. And finally, our final review question, using the box Reasons to Attend Meetings, explain how Jehovah feels when we attend meetings. Brother Oakley.
Jehovah tells us how he feels. At Proverbs 27:11, he says, "Be wise, my son, and make my heart rejoice, so that I can make a reply to him that taunts me." Meeting attendance gives us the opportunity to show Jehovah what and give him what he deserves as our loving creator. He deserves our honor, praise, glory, and this gives us an opportunity to show him support for his sovereignty and our whole-souled worship, especially when we fight hard to get to the meetings, even maybe under pressures from work, from health issues, or maybe government bans. Meeting attendance brings us closer to Jehovah and his son Jesus, and it makes Jehovah's heart rejoice.
Yes, and what a privilege that is. Well, did you enjoy our Watchtower? I know I did, and I know the rest of us who had a part in it enjoyed it very much. So in conclusion, after considering this article, I'd like to ask you one final question. How many meetings a month do you think it would be okay to miss? 2? 5? No, we know it, notice when we miss even one. We feel that, don't we? But we've also learned that our brothers and sisters feel it too. And it also affects Jehovah, our relationship with him. But we also know that's not always easy to do, to be at our meetings every week. And sometimes the effort and energy it takes just to get to even one meeting feels very similar to our sisters in the opening paragraph, like walking 25 kilometers, traveling all night, putting our job on the line. But Jehovah understands our obstacles. He knows what we're going through, and he will provide what we need so that we can get there. And one thing he has provided for us is this article. It reminds us just how much we accomplish every time we attend a meeting. And it will give us that extra motivation to keep going and face the obstacles that come up. Jehovah is telling us to fight to be at our meetings. Why? Because meeting attendance is an essential part of our spiritual routine. And Jehovah knows that that has to be there so that we will be spiritually strong enough to survive the end of this system of things. But we can do it. How do we know? Because our brothers and sisters in the first century, men and women just like you and I, they did it. So let's continue to follow their example at Acts chapter 2 and verse 42 and continue devoting ourselves to associating together.
Thank you, Brother Twiss, and all who provided those lively and well-prepared comments.